Welcome to another installment of Queer Talk Radio. This is Carter Witt. I will be your host for today. In the interest of full disclosure, I must point out today that I am interviewing a couple of my associates with the Music City Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and we're pre-recording this interview from a manifestation as we're getting ready to go out on a mission outing for the evening. So let me introduce my guest. Tonight, I'm speaking with Sister Wendy Ugadoff.
Hi, Carter.
And we are also joined by novice Sister Fegla T. Fishsoup.
Hi, Carter.
Welcome, sisters. And so we're getting ready for an outing this evening, which is a regular part of our mission work. And so, Sister Wendy, would you like to sort of explain to the folks, what do we believe our mission work to begin with?
Yeah, sure, definitely. You know, as the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, we regularly do things for the community, whether that be things like fundraising, AIDS awareness, AIDS education, or things of the matter. Tonight, what we're actually doing is supporting one of our local groups in town. We're going to go out and help them. We're going to do some entertainment. We're going to raise a couple, a few dollars for their general fund, all in the interest of helping out the community in general, just being a part of the community here in Nashville and doing our part.
And so while doing this great community work, there's a special flair about the whole thing, right?
Of course. Lord, we have so many corsets and leather pieces tonight, we don't even know what we're doing. But, you know, the sisters in general, we're all about having fun. We're all about being a little bit outlandish and being out there just so people feel comfortable with themselves. We figure if we look crazy, then they're not going to care how they look or how they've decided to dress for the night. So, it's we're going to have fun. We're going to go out and dress some boys in some leather corsets and fun outfits and raise some money.
Right. So that's tonight. And of course, we're going to tease the folks that are listening to this because this is pre-recorded and you've missed it, and we're sorry to do that to
you.
Oops. So we're going to move on to the real point of tonight's interview, and that is an upcoming event on April the 20th, which is this is the novice project of our dear new member to the house, so that is why you're going to be hearing now from novice sister Fegla T. Fish Suit. Gotta get the suit in there.
Fish suit.
So, Fegla, darling, yes. Please, will you tell me about Hate's a Drag, Love is Bully Free? What did you put on?
Okay, so a little while back, actually a long while back, I decided that what I really wanted to focus on were all the kids, the children on the edge. When I was in San Francisco, I had a lot of young boys come into the bar that I bartended at who were really lost in the streets and had been treated horribly in their hometowns and had run away. And as a result, through the years, I've gotten to know a lot of kids, and I've seen many of them die and many of them thrive. But nevertheless, they've always been on my mind. So I started thinking that my project in the Music City Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, I really wanted to focus on that. So Hate's a Drag came to mind for me because I love drag queens.
And you love drag queens?
I love drag queens.
I would never have known that.
And because I love drag queens, oh my!
It's a dark and stormy night when sisters go proud.
We're having a fabulous thunderstorm, and as soon as I said I adored drag queens, the whole sky opened up. So anyway, I have been traipsing around in the drag community for a long time and thought that this would be a perfect way to celebrate the drag queens and to raise some money for an anti-bullying cause. So there is where Hate's a Drag came to play.
Right. And so we want to point out that, yes, this event, which is coming up, let's throw the date out here because we want to make sure folks know when to come.
It's on April 20th. It's a Friday night. It's going to be at Play Dance Bar at 1519 Church Street. We're very happy that the owners of Play have agreed to open up their doors to all of us, and we will start the evening early so that everyone has a chance to party for the entire night away.
So early means, what is early?
Early means that we will begin the evening at 7 p.m. with a VIP meet and greet, champagne reception.
And this will meet the entertainers for the evening.
Correct. We will meet a number of entertainments. Would you like to hear who's coming?
Please, please tell us all about.
Okay. Well, we are very happy and honored to be hosting Raja, the season 3 winner of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Woohoo!
The princess, who is an alumni of the current season 4 of RuPaul's Drag Race, formerly of Nashville, now of Chicago, and she's returning home to play on her stage. We have our very own Susie Wong, restaurateur and Top Chef contestant, season 7. And she also owns Susie Wong's House of Yum, so she's going to be here. We have Chyna. Chyna is a local drag queen who also has, in the previous days, performed more, and she's coming back to recreate on our stage. And we have two Atlanta drag queens coming. One is Celeste Holmes, who is a big pageant queen. She's been winning all kinds of pageants. And we have Summer Night to round out the show.
Wow. And you have personally tracked down every one of these drag queens from
I have indeed.
One end of the country to the other.
Actually, each one of these drag queens, with the exception of the princess, is a personal friend of mine.
You.
I know, I'm name dropping already. Sorry.
Well, let's talk about the fact, I mean, it's pretty cool, I think, that you know each one of these drag queens is also donating 100% of their time, 100% of their fee. They are doing this for free and are really behind the cause that Novice Sister Fegla has put up, out in front of us, you know, and really reaching out to those kids, like she said, that are on the edge. And that goes beyond, you know, just the homeless youth, too. I mean, this is really for those kids that are in high school. You know, we're looking at working with the local chapters of GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education
Alliance,
that really, you know, they're working on getting into the schools and getting anti-bullying programs into the schools. And, you know, there's been a lot of deaths recently in Tennessee, specifically. I mean, last year alone, that we know of, centering right around Tyler Clementi, which is really big in the news right now, actually, because of his roommate being, you know, arraigned recently.
Convicted,
actually, I'm sorry,
convicted,
yeah.
Yes.
My bad. But going beyond that, you know, I heard a report, just that we know of, there were 6 other suicides right around that time.
That's right, there
and,
were.
And, you know, here this last year, in the last few months, you know, we've had 2 suicides in Tennessee, in the Nashville area. Not too far from our own doorstep. So this is really something that we as sisters see a need to reach out to, a need to kind of speak to the community and say, hey, you know, we need to talk about this. We need to make sure that people are talking about it and that it's getting visibility that it needs.
And so to address this issue of youth failing to survive high school for various reasons due to bullying and whatnot, What program are you putting out here? Are we putting out here?
The program that we're going to have on April 20th
I think this is the point where we want to explain to everyone that what we're doing this evening is raising funds that are going to go to a grant program that the sisters are undertaking.
That's exactly.
That's how we're going to be supporting the GLSEN organization. And
yeah, it's a really cool grant fund program. What we're doing is all the money that we raised that night is going to go into an anti-bullying, you know, kind of youth support grant fund, where organizations like the Tennessee chapter of GLSEN, like the GSA chapter here in town, like Bully Free Tennessee, like Just Us, Oasis, any of these groups that work with young people can come to us and submit a proposal and say, you know, we've raised this much money, will you match it? And then we'll take money out of those funds and match it and help them along their way.
And on that day, April 20th, we are going to have in the Play Foyer a number of tables with all of these groups and their educational materials and some of their leaders that are in each group. so that the people who do come to the VIP meet and greet will not only meet the entertainers, but they will also get to see who we are going to be potentially helping out. One of the groups, End Bully Tennessee, has been working really hard.
Is it Bully Free Tennessee?
It's Bully Free Tennessee, sorry.
Okay.
Bully Free Tennessee has been working with GLSEN right now to put safe schools kits into every school in the Middle Tennessee area. And in order to do this, it will cost approximately $3,600 to place three of these kits in each target school. So with our grant program, we can potentially help them out with a good portion of that. If they raise funds and come to us for a matching, we'll be able to potentially help them out
a
great deal. But that's only one thing that
that's
we can do.
That's one of the options that we have, or one of the areas we're considering for working with in our granting.
Yes.
And so, I mean, this is a broader explanation of what sisters do around the country, right? Is that the various orders of Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence do these kind of programs to support other incarnations of this kind of charity work there where they live.
Most definitely. Along the same vein as something we're doing, something that's kind of cool to mention and close to us, the sisters in Atlanta are actually working a lot with gay, lesbian, and bisexual, transgender homeless youth specifically, in that they even have opened up a homeless shelter for these kids. And so it's something that I think is in the forefront of a lot of sisters' minds right now. But there, you know, we do other stuff. You know, we work with education for STDs and sexually transmitted disease. We work with Hope Takes Action, who is specifically actually sponsoring this event for us on the 20th, which is very cool. We were really excited to have their participation. And, you know, Hope Takes Action is out there. They're doing cool things like working on a cure for AIDS, HIV. They're working on a vaccine. And a lot of sisters around the country are working with similar groups and similar vaccine studies and trials. You know, to see an end to it.
Right. So they want to meet some folks who could come in and possibly be subjects in a study.
Yeah.
And so
definitely.
So we've certainly always been they've always been a good sponsor of ours, and we're very lucky to have them again with us on this lovely evening.
Very excited. Yeah.
The other thing that already has been happening, this is really a month away, and I have.
A week away.
A month away from today.
Excuse me.
You're hearing this right now.
Yes. Is all of the buzz that has been happening since we started putting things out. The minute the poster has been printed, the minute we've mentioned it to anybody, there's been just a ton of excitement about it. The Facebook response has been phenomenal. And we've been getting advanced sales already, which is another thing if you want to talk about that we have
we can
advanced
direct
sales.
You to the website.
We can direct you to the website because already we've received quite a few advanced sales.
And the website address is
www.musiccitysisters.org.
Yeah, and right there on the very first page, you're going to see a link to Hate's a Drag, Love is Bully Free, and you can click on that. And there'll be a PayPal section below. You can actually purchase tickets to both the VIP section of the evening, which the VIP section will start, a VIP portion of the evening, starts at 7 o'clock. It goes from 7 to 8. During that time, there will be champagne reception. That cost is $25 per person, which is available right there. Or then later on, it is $10 for general admission.
Okay, well, we got that down. So cool. So yes, more information about of getting your tickets and getting in for the evening of the show and hanging out with everyone for the whole evening at play is right there on our link at our website. And sweetheart, so we're also going to be joined by a few of our visiting sisters. So we're going to have a good crew of folks out helping us out that night. So we hope folks are planning and marking the calendar for 1 week away from tonight.
Yeah,
that
we're
sounds
actually
perfect.
Expecting a whole bunch of sisters from outside of Nashville,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are expecting many sisters from the Atlanta Flaming Sugar Bakers, from the Magic City Sisters of Birmingham, Alabama, Oklahoma City, Sisters of the Heartland, I believe it's
Sacred Heartland.
Sacred Heartland. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that maybe a couple of Dallas sisters might show up.
Oh, good.
News to me. That's exciting.
It's a hope and a wish.
It's a hope.
It's a pipe dream.
Cool.
Very exciting.
Right.
And I think another cool thing to mention about this event is the amount of community support that we've gotten.
Absolutely.
I think even our music is provided by...
DJ Ron.
Yeah.
And he's going to be providing the music and showing our videos all night long. He also is donating all of his time and his wonderful expertise at selecting music for us. And let's see who else is going to be participating. We'll have Sid Niazzi, who is a fabulous photographer, and he's going to be there to capture the moments of the evening.
Yes, so yes, those will be lovely posted on our Facebook pages in mere seconds.
In mere seconds.
Yes.
Well, cool. So again, the date, we want to remind folks that we're talking about Friday evening, an early show at play on the 20th of April.
On April the 20th.
Yes, so you will come out and see some wonderful world-class entertainers from far and wide.
The theme is purple. We'll all be wearing purple. You can feel free to wear purple with us. And I think there's even going to be a little number by the Music City Sisters at
there
the end of the show.
There is going to be a number by the Music City Sisters.
Kind of
assisted by
that.
A few of our local friends.
Cast of thousands.
We're going to be exploding all over that stage in purple and sequins and glitter.
Absolutely. You must remember that this is also the Day of Silence. The National Day of Silence is celebrated every year on April 20th.
Now, you want to go into some details? The Day of Silence? What is that about?
Sure. The Day of Silence started in 1996. Hundreds of thousands of students in middle, high school, and college grades get together for the day. They take a form of a vow of silence in a course of the action to bring attention to harassment, and bullying, and name-calling in schools.
So this is kind of symbolically showing how bullying silences GLBT youth.
Yes, it is. It's a student-led action, which is pretty amazing that this started all these years ago, and it's put together with just the students, and every year they do this for the entire day. It must be pretty hard to do that all day long, except for in the classrooms to talk, knowing me the way I talk. I wanted to point out that our Oasis Center here in Nashville will be also celebrating this during the entire day and culminating in what they call a night of noise. And they have been very enthusiastic about our event being the way to celebrate the night of noise.
So we are making some noise at the end of the day.
We will be making a great deal of noise at Hates a Drag, Love is Bully Free.
So, Sister Fagula, is there any more about the event that I forgot to mention? I think we've covered it all, yes.
I do believe we have.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to have to wrap it up now because we've got to finish getting our face on so we can get out and do our ministry and help the fine folks of Nashville through these difficult times. And so I want to thank my guest again today, Sister Wendy Yugodoff.
Thank you, Carter.
And novice Sister Fagula T. Fish Suit.
Thank you, Carter.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Queer Talk Radio.
You're free.
Queer Talk Radio is a Joyce Arnold production, airing during DJ Ron's Out of the Closet. Archives of Queer Talk Radio can be found at queertalkradio.podomatic.com. This is Carter Witt, serving as your guest interviewer for today. Thank you for tuning in.